My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I'm Nick Westergaard, and this is On Brand, helping you tell your story. My guest this week is Bobby Gillespie.
So once we know who the brand is, right, we're looking in the mirror really hard, and we're being honest and asking really deep questions and diving, you know, really under the skin, a little bit of therapy is involved with that. We look at the customer, and we empathize and map out what the customer cares about. So we're aligning our purpose and values with the customer's purpose and values, and that makes us likable. That makes us relatable. That makes us more than a commodity. So we know who we are. We have clarity on us. We know who our customers are. We have clarity on them. And then we can put together a roadmap to activate the brand.
Bobby Gillespie, or Bobby G, is a brand growth consultant, author of the forthcoming book, Build Your Brand Like You Give a Shit, and the founder / principal at Proper Design, a Baltimore-based B2B brand growth agency. Bobby and the Proper team advise on and implement strategies that help B2B brands scale through better positioning, messaging, design, web, and marketing. They measure ultimate success by enabling and empowering their clients to succeed without them. Bobby, welcome to On Brand.
It's a pleasure to be here, Nick. Thanks for the intro.
You know, I love that in your bio, you kind of lay it out there, because I feel like those of us in the agency and consulting business, you know, the secret is that you're always going to need us. And you say empowering clients to succeed without them. You know, there might be some consulting and agency types listening thinking, oh, no. I want them, you know, we want them to realize they have a problem, and then they need us forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I get advice, and I have mentors and coaches and things that advise me, and they're like, why do you do that?
Yeah. Like, that was going to be, that was my question also, but it's certainly a bold message as well.
Well, you know, it really comes down to our values and our purpose, right? So we had a client last year who does robotics, and we learned an awesome word from them. It's Kaizen, and it means constant improvement. And we love Kaizen. We love empowerment. We love autonomy. And we love respect. And those are the things that we want to really focus on, whether you're a part of our team, a contractor, an employee, whether you're somebody the brand touches. Hopefully your audience kind of experiences these things as well. And our customers, like, we don't believe that, you know, especially in the modern era, that a business needs to be beholden to an agency to be successful. There's core facets that create the foundation that gives them the confidence to feel empowered and be self-sufficient to run their marketing. We don't want to push the buttons for our clients, right? Getting to the point that you're pushing buttons and pulling levers and things like that is a bit of a commodity, and all due respect around that, but it's, you know, there's lots of people that are really good at that. And you can hire independent people or contractors or small agencies or even big agencies to do that work for you. But what we're focusing on is making sure that once you get to the point that you are doing those things, that you're getting the biggest impact from it. So giving our clients the assets, the tools, the clarity to go, you know, and take their brand beyond activation into growth is really what our focus is.
So at the risk of sounding like one of the Bobs from Office Space, so rewinding mm-hmm. back to the beginning, what is it that you, this is the Bobs part, that you, it is that you would say that you do, Bob jokes aside.
I'm a people person, right?
Exactly. all of the Bob jokes aside. So where do you start when it comes to brand growth? Because that mm-hmm. is, and I love that label, because there's, you know, that all important third word. You know, there's certainly branding agencies, there's brand strategy mm-hmm. agencies. But talk about brand growth.
Well, that's a result, right? And that's something that it should be ongoing and never ending, hopefully. But it has to be, you know, there has to be a goal there, right? So what we try to do, we're not the only folks that have come up with this, but what we try to do is just align business goals and opportunities and vision from, you know, the most, you know, visionary leaders associated with the brand, and say, where are you going? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? What do you aspire for? And then using that as sort of the common goal that we want to unify the entire company from all the people to all the assets and all the strategies aligned to create a foundation to achieve those goals. So what do I do is we help clarify really what the brand is all about. You know, we take the first thing we do is basically we have two rooms we operate in. Room one is thinking. Room two is creating. And to access anything in room two, you got to go through room one. And room one starts with brand clarity. So we have a framework I've developed as a result of, you know, all the frustrations a graphic designer or marketing team might go through with clients derailing things based on just ego and whim and this and that, right? So what I strive to do before I started proper was to make the conversation and focus about what's best for the brand and what's best for the future customer. And when you make it about that, there's a separation from the individual and the ego. And then we can make better decisions, and it really empowers all folks involved with the company to say, like, okay, we know what's best for the brand here. Or is that really what's best for the brand? Is that really what's best for the customer? So clarifying that to be able to not just ask that question, which takes a lot of guts to ask it, but it requires an immense amount of clarity and focus to answer it. And that's what we want to do. So once we know who the brand is, right, we're looking in the mirror really hard and we're being honest and asking really deep questions and diving, you know, really under the skin, a little bit of therapy is involved with that. we look at the customer and we empathize and map out what the customer cares about. So we're aligning our purpose and values with the customer's purpose and values, and that makes us likable. That makes us relatable. That makes us more than a commodity. So we know who we are. We have clarity on us. We know who our customers are. We have clarity on them. And then we can put together a roadmap to activate the brand. So a lot of agencies will get, you know, a catalyst for a conversation from a prospective client and say, we need a new website, right? And what the client's doing is not wrong. It's just what the habit is, the tendency is to identify what they believe the problem is, and then form a committee to create, you know, put their minds together on what the solution is. And then they're reaching out to folks like us and saying, like, are you the solution provider we want? And instead of, you know, we want to change that paradigm and say, like, these are symptoms of something greater. Let's not focus on band-aiding these symptoms by just giving you a new website. But let's look at the causes of these problems and make them go away. But also have our sites set forward to where when we're fixing the initial issues, we're already thinking about the problems that are going to come next. Right? So it's a very forward-thinking, visionary approach. Clarify, then activate. And then once we're in the activation phase, we start seeing growth.
I think that's I love that the first room, the first door is about thinking, because I feel like the thinking that went into to what you just noted is key as well. I would assume, I'm going to go out on a limb and say with the name Proper Design, that the design competency was an anchor in starting your business. You talked about the work of graphic design. And one of the first things that you just said was that growth is the result. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of us that are probably in the business of brand growth and need to define it that way by the result. Rather than, I think there's all of these little things that can be inputs that are are tactics, but it can be hard to get there. And if you start the conversation out the wrong way, that can be a real challenge down the road.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, my team reminds me, well, let's go back to design. Changes in the wind. But my background is in, I was designer, art director, creative director for most of my career. When I started Proper, we really focused on thinking first. We're very design heavy. We remain design heavy because that's part of activating the brand to really align the reputation you desire and you aspire for. Has to, you know, it's a culmination of all aspects and touch points. You have to look the part, right, to be perceived that way. But to jump right into implementation or creation, even today when we don't dig deep enough with our clients, we run into challenges and frustrations on our side as well as the client side because we don't know enough. And it's really difficult to advise, and that's really what we want to do with our clients. Is we don't want them to come to us with a problem and look at us as a solution to it. We want them to come to us and say, we're challenged, we need help. And then we're going to together go through the journey of uncovering what's causing those challenges. And then together, identify the path forward to eliminate them permanently, but continue to knock down any challenges that arise, you know, in the next sort of corporate life cycle of their business. So being able to think about the situation, dig in, really establish what needs to be solidified, what the priorities are first. You know, it may not be that you need, you know, $100,000 corporate website. It may need that your messaging is all wrong, or you know, there's friction in your marketing and sales funnel that we can identify and eliminate. So it's not necessarily coming in to solve a perceived problem. It's coming in and taking a holistic, really scientific look at everything and saying, like, okay, these are the contributing factors to what's preventing you from scaling. As we remedy these situations over time, you'll start organically seeing improvement and growth.
On Brand, we'll be right back after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Now, back to the show.
Speaking of bold claims and growth, talk about your new book, and I love the title here too, Build Your Brand Like You Give a Shit. Mostly, I love a lot of things, but it gives me the opportunity to say in a serious interviewer voice, talk to me about giving a shit.
Giving a shit, right? So, I'm a West Philly born and raised guy. I live in Baltimore, so I'm just like a rough around the edges person, and I embrace that. That's me, right? But what do you give a shit about, right? When you think about it and close your eyes, you know, it's something that you care deeply about. And, you know, when you think about your brand, your company, your organization, your people, like, what do you really give a shit about? You know, and like, where you'd be willing to fight for that? What's the one thing that you won't stand for? You know, and when you think about your brand, right? So many of us are inundated with just information and media and nonsense that these gimmicks and hacks are going to be the path towards success. And that's not true. It takes commitment. Right. So you should care about your brand. Right. You should just give up on the overnight success fallacies, the I alone can do it fallacies, just all that, you know, I know what I'm doing fallacy. Right. One thing I learned when sort of a reluctant entrepreneur at first, within sort of the first 4 years of business, that no one knows what they're doing, right? Which is great, because the ones who own that and say, I can't wait to learn more, are the ones that are going to be truly successful and very fulfilled in business and in life. But, you know, it's really caring about it and committing to doing it the right way. And, you know, that's what giving a shit is for us. Like, giving a shit is something that you will go and fight for. Fight for your brand. Do it the right way. Make sure that people that are contributing to it are helping it, not hurting. And it's all about a mindset. So it's a branding book that doesn't touch anything about design. It's a branding book about mindset.
Well, and that's speaking of boldness, too. And I that seems like a personal challenge also from the background of design to, you know, most jump into a book project and say, I'm going to lay out, you know, my take on what my core competency is. And to jump beyond that, but maybe there's more of a connection, or maybe it's back to your two rooms, the doors of, design being creating and thinking being the mindset of giving a shit. Do I have the relationship right?
So let me tell you a story.
Great.
Before I started proper, I worked at an e-com and an inbound agency. And I was a creative director. And I remember we were on a project with a company that sold like really fancy espresso machines. And I was there with the project manager, as a friend and a colleague. And he and I were going through our process with the client. And we're doing, it's a six-figure plus e-commerce Magento website. And we're working with the CEO, and we present him our strategy. We go through wireframes back when we used to do it like that. And then we get into the design. Well, on that call, it was like the fifth meeting. There was somebody new on the call, and it was his wife. What we found out during that call was that she designed their current website. And everything we were recommending and suggesting, she took as a personal attack. So the call was a disaster. About 20 minutes after the call, the owner of the agency, came out and started barking at us, like, what the hell did you guys do? We did nothing. We did nothing wrong. What happened was there was a secret decision maker, influencer,
right,
that had great power, right? Great power over her husband. We all know that dynamic. They fired us. And the reason they fired us was because it wasn't about what was best for the brand and best for the future customers. It was what's best for her. And that I'm a problem solver by nature, whether I like it or not. And I immediately said, how can I eliminate this from ever happening again? And that became my pursuit. Like, an immense amount of time and effort I spent researching and learning and creating different processes and discoveries and asking different questions. And initially what I was trying to do was to glean some information from the client to use against them if they said something like that. For example, if the CEO, a different company, just something fictitious, was a, 60-year-old man, and they created products for, 18 to 28-year-old ladies, and they said, oh, I don't like that. Well, I could say, well, it isn't about you. It's about your target audience. And based on our research and conversations together, this is what's important to them. So it should resonate with them, not you. So I want to use their words against them. But what I realized over time is that what we were doing is giving them an opportunity to think and clarify. And it gave them immense power because they could start thinking about it in a different way. Just because of facilitating a question and answer and deep dive situations. So that was the proto brand clarity workshop, in 2013, I think it was. So that came with me when I started proper, and it was something that we didn't charge clients for. And again, over time, refining it, improving it, Kaizen, right? Constant improvement. We're trying to see, make it better and better and better. We're seeing clients are using it to hire. Right. Because they know what they care about. They know what's important to them. They know what they give a shit about. So they want to hire people that give a shit about the same stuff versus having the wrong person in the wrong seat or whatever. All the scenarios where the resume look great. They're a terrible fit. Why? Right. Because they give a shit about different stuff than you give a shit about. So then it became a dedicated process or project standalone. And I started charging for it separately, and I found it very exciting and fun. And I found and I continue to find the results, the transformation of the client, just absolutely fulfilling and gratifying, because they come out the other side so empowered, so energetic, so focused, because they know what's best for the brand and they know what's best for the future customer. So then the rest almost is easy because we've done our due diligence. So that part is, I don't push pixels so much anymore. There's other folks on my team that are much better than that, than me on that at this point in my career. I help our clients clarify what their brand's all about and help them activate it for growth. And that's advising, that's talking, that's thinking and writing and all those things. People, you know, old colleagues that I've known for a long time are like, you don't design anymore? They're like, what the hell? And I'm like, nope, I write. I talk. And I love it, you know, and because I love it because the results we get for our clients really makes it awesome.
Well, that is an awesome story and a lesson that made me smile. But now, Bobby, it is time for me to ask you for a brand that has made you smile recently.
So I'm one of those guys that's, I guess I'm like a contrarian's contrarian. So like everything anything that becomes pop culture or cool, I immediately scoff at. You know, I grew up listening to punk rock and stuff, and I still listen to it, but like, I've softened over the edges, but when I was, younger, I remember thinking Seinfeld was the dumbest show ever until it was in syndication, and then I really loved it. So with that preface about how I don't think anything's cool, I not to get political, but there's a dude running for the Senate in Pennsylvania named John Fetterman. And this dude is like 6'9". He's just like this real deal guy. Super smart, went to Harvard, but like he's just like he's just a Western Central PA guy. But he's cracking me up on how he's just trolling the Republican candidate, that Dr. Oz clown, all over Twitter. And I think it's just absolutely brilliant on how he's just, it's just hilariously, you know, using sort of the Wendy's approach to trolling on Twitter. He's just doing a great job of it. And I find it really authentic as well, which makes me appreciate it. Because the other guy is just stepping in the dog crap day after day, trying to use the dirty tactics against this guy, and he's being outclassed. And I think it's just hilarious.
Awesome. That is another great smile-worthy story. Bobby, where can folks go to learn more about who you are and what you do?
I post a ton on LinkedIn. So if you want to see my point of view on things and how we're thinking, get a lot of great insights and advice that can help you be empowered and feel self-sufficient to make an impact to your brand. Check me on Twitter. It's that Bobby G. You'll find me pretty quickly. There's a black and white picture and you'll see all my content, and just drop a note and say how you came upon me through Nick's show, or check us out on our website, properdesign.com. Proper spelled P-R-O-P-R. There's no E there. Proper Design. So check us out there, those two places.
Awesome. Well, we'll link up to all of that in our show notes at onbrandpodcast.com. Bobby G, thanks for being on brand with us.
This was a lot of fun. It was my pleasure, Nick.
On Brand is part of the Marketing Podcast Network. If you like what you're hearing, if we've made you smile, you can always listen free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever your favorite platform may be. And please take a moment and rate and review the podcast to help others find the show. Until next week, I'm Nick Westergaard, and I'll see you on the internet.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.